You know, it's amazing in the Bible, there are quite a number of stories about children. It's amazing how children can be so very, very effective. And perhaps in reaching where adults can't. You know that? So you can be a witness too. And I'm reminded of a little girl who was taken from home. How would you like to be taken from home? And you had no say in the matter. She was taken from home and she found herself being a maid in the house of a Syrian captain. How do you reckon that would go? Very nice home, I'm sure, but boy, it's still far from home though, isn't it? Not with mum and dad. But her mum and dad must have taught her well, because that little girl decided she would do the right thing. She would still worship her God. You reckon you'd do that? Do you reckon you'd still be faithful to worship your God? And one day she noticed that her mistress was very upset. Now, back in those days, little girls, I'm sure, who were maids, were taught, you only speak when you are spoken to. I think that rule still applies sometimes, doesn't it? You only speak when you are spoken to. But you saw her mistress was very upset. So being a kind little girl, she said to her mistress, "You're upset. Why?" And the story came out how that her mistress's husband, her master, had just been struck down with a terrible, terrible disease which was called leprosy. Back then that was a terrible thing to have. There was no cure. The only thing that they would do is say, "Right, you are now in isolation from the rest of society, from the rest of your family, from everyone, forever." It was a death sentence. And the little girl thought, "Oh, that's not fair." Which was lovely for her to think that, because, hey, what happened to her in the first place? She was taken from home. But they must have been very good to her, because she just seized very quickly and said, "I know where you can get cured. Back in my country, there's a prophet. You go and see Elisha. He will fix you." And she told them all the things that Elisha could do. And so they thought, "Let's go. Let's try." And so he did. He went and found Elisha. And Elisha sent a message out to him and said, "Now, if you go and dip in the Jordan 7 times, you'll get better." And Naaman was thought that was a bit of an insult. Telling me to dip in the Jordan River, I've got better rivers at home. And he probably did have better rivers at home. But you know, it's a funny thing. The simplest things can always be the hardest thing to do. And it was simple. And at first Naaman felt insulted and he was going to go home, but those who were with him plucked up the courage to say, "Well, hang on a minute, Naaman. If he asked you to do something difficult, you would go and do it, wouldn't you?" "Yes." "Well, now he's given you something simple to do. Why not?" And so he thought, "Yeah, why not?" And so he went and dipped in the Jordan 7 times, and he got better. He got better. I often wondered, I wonder what ever happened to the little maid after that. We don't know. We don't know. The story of that little maid just comes into the Bible only the once. Whatever happened to after that, we don't know. But it shows how that God can use anyone in the right situation,
if only they are willing to be used by him.
And she was in that situation where God was able to reach out to a captain because of her willingness to be used by God. And if we are faithful to Jesus and if we are in tune with him, I'm sure he puts us in situations where if we are in tune with him, we can be used too. And you don't have to be adults. God can use even children like you. Isn't that good? We can all be used for Jesus.